Where do I want my IT organization to be in 2025? What are the steps to get there, and what are kind of the infrastructure I need to put in place? That infrastructure is increasingly software focused. It's a multi-cloud world, it's a software-defined world. Workloads can live anywhere. I'm Steve McDowell. I'm a senior analyst at More Insights and Strategy, where I cover software-defined world, storage, converged infrastructure, hyper-converged. 20 years ago, doing a startup in the technology business required a huge capital investment for servers and software to put on there and license fees. And open source and software defined have taken a lot of that out. Cloud has taken all of the risk out because now I can buy what I need. And there's also a lot of heavy trending around capacity on demand. So I can get cloud-like capabilities and flexibility, but on site. 3 years ago, everybody was going to the cloud wholesale because there's tremendous efficiencies for cloud workloads. But as we gain experience with that, we realize there's also some cost, whether it's, unexpected data transmission cost or storage cost, or my data's here and my workload's there and it's not efficient. But the real problem we're trying to solve as IT is, how do I manage that? And how do I do that in a way that's kind of a single pane of glass? What the software-defined world has done is enable companies to start and scale very quickly. It allows you to deploy new services rapidly, and also for businesses to leverage that technology to provide more tailored and customized services for customers. The challenge then becomes, how do I scale? If I'm Facebook and I'm starting on 3 servers and I got some smart Linux guys, I can make that work. But I'm Facebook and all of a sudden I have 3 billion users over a 3-year period. How do I scale that and make that work, right? So I think it's a different question. I'm starting a company and I can just spin up some things. It's much more, what's an infrastructure that I can deploy that's going to scale with my organization? And I need to architect that in a way where when I need scalability quickly, I can get that. If I'm an IT guy and I'm looking at what's the right set of software tools. I mean, it is all software, right? And it's how do I manage kind of fungible workloads and place them and scale them where I need. When I think about a workload, it's a unit of work that gets executed someplace. Now, as a technologist, we break that down. There's the compute processing piece, there's the storage piece, there's the networking piece, and delivering the right quality of service to my customer, who's often the business owner in an enterprise, requires balancing those 3 things. And that balance, again, in a software-defined world, really comes down to, am I leveraging an infrastructure and a solution that understands those things? I've been in technology now for 25 years, and as much as I love being an engineer, I love this time in tech probably more than any other, because we're reinventing how we do IT right now, right? For the first time in probably 2 generations, since we migrated from kind of the mini computer world of the late 80s into what we have now. We're going through that again with cloud, with containers, with, even on the hardware side with what we're doing with the AI technology and the new storage. It's a tremendously exciting time.